the Shiba, because they said, go to Shaul, buy a car. I said, well, you can buy it. The boy had told me. He said, I tell you what I'm going to be $75 for. I said, well, is that a bus? Yeah, go for that. Well, I bought two rides. I was saying, Friday, sold the car. Sold the car here. He took the car and carried it up there. He had a bill carried up there. Most of the town. He carried the car up there. He kept it a few days. He got the fight where the fool butt the car and broke his hip. And there he was when the car was broke his hip. But she was a good looking car, right? But finally, the boy went there with it. He got the little buddy. I don't know what he got for it, but he got something for it. That's the way that went. I said, well, that boy lost the car. Now, there he was. Well, I talked to him, but I was older for you. I talked to him all the time. That didn't look good. So last year he bought a property down there for a woman. The first property he bought, he didn't want to stay there. I don't want to stay there. He was pretty good in there too. He used to fire a racist sugar house. He used to be the fireman there, boy oil. So he stayed down there. He used to sit for me. I'd go down there. So I've been sick bad. He said, I had a wife. He said, she left. I said, well, what you going to do? Dad, I talked, tried to teach him, you know, because I was the oldest. But still, he wouldn't listen. He couldn't make him listen. Enough. So father said, well, what you going to do? So I said, I'm going to stay here tonight. He said, all right, so we be about with the whole family. Some of us slept on the floor. I slept in bed, being the wife, and he slept on the floor. Next morning, I had friends in the house, he flew out of there. I don't know what he does, Jim or weird stuff, because he didn't kill you. Does something with him. But finally, he left the office. Come up to the rest, come up there and stayed there a while. I went down there, five there a while, and then doubled myself. But after I stood there, he said, well, he said, I'm going to stay where I'll be. I said, well, I'm quite home. I stayed here. I said, the man ain't paid no. He said, what do you got, dollar heaven? Down the house is both. And place to sleep. I said, I'm quite back. So I'll come back there and get the pot of water and get the liver. And the man had called Stuart Henson. It was easy. So I went there and said, you still behind the house? He said, yeah. He kind of dubbed a little bit. He said, yeah. He said, I hide. So what you can do? I said, I'm going to do those things on the television. He said, I went to over at the dairy, because I went over there, went to work at the dairy, hunched up kids.
Hunching what?
Hunching kids. You know, the big cartridge, bring them in there, and pick them up and put them in the truck. Go to the building.
Like that, yeah.
So I stayed there a while. Well, finally, he had run out. Well, he said, well, enough to do, but went to the food. I said, I'll go out there, and I went up there and got a hole, a plow. Went to hold it. Plowed, cut dig back, do everything.
Now, let me ask you something. Do you remember when somebody would, did you have any people that would come into town here from another place and nobody knew who they were?
Well, we didn't have much of that at that time. We had a few people come, but we didn't have any. Who ride here too much, we didn't stop any doctors or somewhere else. But the way to come in here, had a few people come here. I was small, you know, they come from up there, around your place up there, Mississippi, somewhere up there. Come in and they're hard and white, you know, they go there and see it, go to white, plow, cut trees, do what they do, you know. Well, finally that went on a while, and they see the hair, but we used to come in drove about 5 and 10. But I had a guy there from somewhere up there. My father-in-law come in with a bunch of